You're listening to the best possible taste on West Limerick 102 FM. Now, a few weeks ago, we met Dr. Kirsty McAdoo, Head of Education and Research at Airfield Estate, an urban farm and organic garden in South Dublin. Last week, I spoke to Airfield's CEO, Claire McAvilly, to find out more about her vision for Airfield. Let's have a listen.
Bon appetit.
Yummy.
Grubs up.
Delicious. Mmm.
Claire, you're very welcome to the best possible taste. It was fantastic to meet you for the first time at Airfield a few weeks ago, and it's an amazing space. It is, as your colleague Dr. Kirsty McAdoo called it on the programme a few weeks ago, it is an oasis in the middle of Dublin. So let's start by reminding the listeners where Airfield is and what Airfield is all about.
Thanks very much, Sharon, and lovely to be here. So Airfield Estate is a beautiful 38 acres in Dundrum, literally about a 3-minute walk from the mecca that some people consider the Dundrum town centre. So we are literally just between the town centre and the Lewis. We were left in trust to the people of Ireland by two amazing ladies called the Overends. The two sisters had never married, and they had no direct descendants, and they made a very amazing decision in 1974 to leave the land for education and recreation only. So it's left in trust. And now we are really living and breathing their legacy. So they were massively invested in farming and agriculture. They were one of the first, we pasteurized milk here on the estate before anyone else did in Dublin. The ladies were farming sustainably. They were brilliant. They had amazing hobbies, including they collected cacti, of which we still have many here today. And now what we're all about is we are first and foremost a visitor attraction. So we're welcoming people onto the estate, about 230,000 people every year, to really reconnect with where their food comes from. And there's plenty for people to do and see, particularly for families, loads of activities, beautiful cookery schools where you and I met, Sharon, and a lovely restaurant that won Best Sustainable Restaurant from the Restaurant Association last year. So loads happening.
It is a great space, I think, for families in particular and children in Dublin that might never have an opportunity to visit a farm.
Yeah, so for many children, and we are a working farm, that's a really important thing to say. We are not a petting zoo. So we are milking every day, we're collecting the eggs. Anything that's produced on the estate, either grown in the gardens or on the farm, is used in the restaurant as much as possible. And I remember we do education guides, and we're really busy, particularly at the school with the primary schools in May and June. And there was this little girl, and we were collecting the eggs, and this little girl said, looking at the chickens, "Can you cook that?" So the disconnect between the chicken she was seeing and the chicken nuggets that she's getting on her plate is now so massive. And so for us, for many children, it'll be the only farm they'll ever visit.
So do you have a number of schools visit on school tours, for example?
Yeah, we're booked out every year, May and June being that classic primary school time for school tours. But what we've also started to introduce is tours for other times of the year. So we run a lovely winter warmer program that the kids can come, end up with a lovely hot chocolate sitting down in the restaurant. Also, we have been developing a program for a transition year. So that's an opportunity to come and spend the day here, particularly in TY. It's a really nice opportunity to get the kids out and to do something different. And also it exposes them, because obviously, particularly now, they'll be having to make subject choices. So to think about things like ag science, biology, there's a massive ecology section, and there is a new subject coming down the track on climate change and sustainability. So very much engaged with school groups.
Now, you yourself, Claire, you have a background in public health and being a nutritionist. So tell me what inspired you to apply for the CEO job.
Yeah, so I'm a rare breed, a dub who went to UCC to study nutrition at a time when nobody left Dublin to go to college. Sure, why would you? Best move I ever made. I had an amazing time in Cork. and then studied nutrition communication. So I've always worked in roles, either spent many years in Cambridge or UCD, really working with scientists to get their research out to the public. And so I joined the board of Airfield about 18 months. My first board meeting was the day we went into lockdown. And for me, it's the dream job. I mean, if you're interested in food and passionate about it like I am, to have 38 acres to talk about food and to get people to really reconnect, it is the dream job and such a special place.
And it's interesting what you were saying there about working with researchers to get the information that they have gathered, get it out there, because having worked in Queen's University in Belfast and having met some incredible academics, doing the research is usually where their passion lies, yeah. Whereas they might not have the skills or the expertise to communicate the results of that research to the wider audience, which is really what it's all about.
And I get it, you know, for a lot of people, the idea of standing up in front of a group of school kids would, you know, make their heads melt, but they're very comfortable standing up at scientific meetings and conferences. So my roles have been always about kind of bridging that divide. As I said, I spent many years in Cambridge working for the UK Special Advisor on Obesity. So a lot of really trying to change government policy and tackle, you know, a big issue like obesity. But at the same time, you know, we all know what we should and shouldn't eat, but yes, we're making the wrong choices. So how can somewhere like Airfield help in those conversations? And what's actually starting to happen, particularly in big EU research projects, is we have been brought on to be like the dissemination partner. So particularly in projects around soil, we have an amazing three geodomes interconnected, all about soil. Oh, very hands-on for the kids, loads to see and do and touch. And then when they go outside of the dome, we got some lovely funding from Science Foundation Ireland, where they can do the soil scientists, look at the wormeries, do the mud pies. And so for us, we're now being asked by other researchers who are doing research on soil, how can they come and talk about their science, or can we help them in getting their science out?
And speaking of funding, it's all very well being left a fantastic property and site like that, but in terms of the cost to maintain it and the upkeep, you know, having a lovely cafe is not going to be enough to sustain that. So you must spend a lot of time researching yourself for potential pots of funding.
Yeah, so we are fortunate, you know, we do have a small fund that helps, but we're drawing down too much of that fund. And so really, we need the day visitors, we need the members, we need the people through the gates. We have weddings, so we've 17 weddings booked in this year, which are just fantastic. We've really, that kind of smaller market, you know, we can do kind of 50 to 100, which is perfect for some people, that's all they want. We have some amazing sponsors, the NEF Cookery School that I would have met you in. We got a lovely sponsorship from a US restaurant software company to build a community garden. So we opened that in October. But it is, while we are a non-for-profit, it is a business. You know, we have to make money. We have to keep the lights on and come up with things that, you know, people will come and visit or to find a niche that will fit. And one of the things we've seen, which is really fantastic, is certainly with companies, they want to get their teams back together. They don't just want to go to like a hotel. So definitely we've seen, you know, the bookings from companies, they want to come, they have to have a bit of a meeting, but they then want to do a bit of volunteering in the community garden or, you know, a class in the cookery school. So that's definitely something very special that only we have at Airfield.
I'd say you're kept going, Claire. Every day is different, but a very busy, jam-packed day.
Every day is different. That's kind of me, though. I get very bored otherwise. So, look, loads happening. But in terms of, you know, coming up with ideas, there was a lovely grant from the Department of Tourism to trial evening events, you know, to open in the evening, particularly coming out of COVID. And, you know, sat down with the team, was like, right, all ideas on the table, what do you think? And one of the guys was like, would we do bat walks? And I'm like, oh my God, like bat walks in the dark, and people be falling and they'd be suing me, and who's going to go to this? Bat Walks sold out in 20 minutes with 400 people on a waiting list.
Wow.
So, and that was all funded by the department, which was great, but it allowed us to trial it. And now, you know, we do bat walks all the time, you know, well, obviously sensitive to the poor bats, but something like that, you just think, who's going to go to this and who's going to pay for it? And they're literally banging down the door.
Amazing, amazing. So in terms of being at the reins of Ayr Field now, what is your vision for the property going forward? Like, where do you see it in, say, like 5 to 10 years' time?
Yeah, so when I joined the board, we're like, yeah, 100%, we want to be a visitor attraction. We need to be really driving that commercially, but they also want us to go outside the four walls of Dundrum and be a leading voice in food sustainability. So our ambition is to be known as Dublin Sustainable Food Hub, that people can come here, learn more, as I said, about where their food comes from. But really, we're looking at how can Dublin become a sustainable food city. Sustainable Cities is SDG 11. Copenhagen are doing amazing things in this sustainable food city space. That's not something we can do on our own for Dublin. So we're now having conversations with, you know, the local councils, the TDs, great conversations going on with UCD to really, how can we position Dublin in this space and what Ayr Field can offer. At the same time, we're very much invested in supporting young people to become leaders in food sustainability. We have an amazing youth board, 12 young people aged between 15 and 18. Their job is to advise me and our board, bring that youth voice, which is so important because they're the ones who are going to be around. We won't be. And we've been working with, so Bite Back is Jamie Oliver's campaigning charity, you know, the school meals, Marcus Rashford campaign. So our youth board have been looking at what do they want to campaign on, and they have decided themselves, and four of them come from farms, that they really need to get young people to reconnect with farming. Like, it's totally lost. And how can they drive that campaign? And one of the pieces that we've been involved in is the World Food Forum. We attended in Rome with Michael D last October, which was just fantastic for our youth activism officer. So really trying to support young people is definitely on our radar.
And whenever you're talking about Jamie Oliver's campaign there, do you feel that having based in the UK for a number of years, you've been able to bring a lot of knowledge of various campaigns that were in the UK that people here in Ireland might just have heard about in passing?
Yeah, I'm a great believer in stealing the ideas with pride. A really good example, I was over the week before last in London. There's an association of visitor attractions like we would have here in Ireland, but, you know, it's in the UK and it's the likes of the Eden Project and the V&A and Transport for London. And the whole conference was about retail. We don't have a shop at Ayr Field, but, you know, seriously thinking about one. And the guy from Transport for London talked about they had made socks in the same material, same pattern as the seats on the tube on the District Line. And the socks had made £300,000.
Wow.
So I come back going, what are our socks? Or even things like we were very fortunate. The two sisters left 25,000 documents in the National Archive in Castletown House. So every receipt for every cow, every program they went to for, you know, concerts and things. And one of the things that they have is beautiful Christmas cards. So I came back going, could we reprint those cards? You know, could we sell them this Christmas? Like, but I only would have got that idea sitting over in London at this amazing conference. So, yeah, definitely steal with pride and still, especially in the world of nutrition, you know, it's so small. And so keeping those contacts going as well is really important to me.
And I think going to different events and networking and hearing those new ideas is very important, not just in a business like Ayr Field, but in all businesses. Like, we can become a bit too insular if we don't get out and about and meet other people and open our eyes to other ideas and be open to receiving suggestions like you did from your team, that your member of the team who had the bat walk idea. Yeah.
And also to collaborate, you know, we've had lovely conversations with Kylemore Abbey and Mount Congreve in Waterford, like what can we do jointly, particularly around, you know, promoting gardening and heritage growing? Is there something that the three of us could do together? And then going in for a funding call as a trio, you know, I'd like to think is a much stronger opportunity than going in on our own, you know. So, and even for my own team, like I was saying to the garden team, like you need to get over to Kew in and out, even for the day, like fly into Heathrow. It's right near Heathrow. Just, I think everybody needs that, like, bit of fresh thinking.
Well, look, great to have somebody as passionate and forward thinking as you are, Claire, at the helm of Airfield. It's been lovely talking to you. I really appreciate you taking the time. And if anybody wants to find out more about Airfield and what you're up to, where's the best place for them to go to?
So our website is www.airfield.ie or at Airfield Estate on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. We will be shortly announcing a series of five amazing events that are going to happen over the summer. So if anyone's thinking about coming up to Dublin to come and visit, we're going to have you know, a sustainable fashion show event, lovely events for families around nature and healthy well-being, and a big event for young people. So keep an eye on the social channels and think about coming to see us on some of those days.
Brilliant. Thanks again, Claire.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to the best possible taste on West Limerick 102 FM.